What did you learn in art school about how to do something?
The skills and confidence to do things independently. I kind of remember being in first year and like having a tour of those studios, and then it was just go do whatever you want. And it felt kind of intimidating, but also exciting. And having that kind of freedom is great because you can do whatever you want, but also it can be paralyzing because you don't know where to start. And I think art school taught me how to find out whatever I wanted. So if I wanted to do some screen printing, I would go to the screen print workshop and I would talk to the technicians and have them give me the knowledge to be able to do it myself. That's kind of the same with everything. Like, even if it wasn't that kind of first-hand, face-to-face knowledge exchange between like a technician or a tutor, researching, like using books or using the internet to find out how you do it. And also this idea of like, you're probably not the first person to do something, like not just with creative making, but anything, organizing an event, putting on an exhibition, anything like that. Someone has probably done it before and you can find that person and they can give you advice and help you. That's something else as well, like the confidence to know that people are there and they do want to help you for the most part, and also like encouraging you to help others as well, like showing other people how you made something or how you did something. And also I was thinking about like trial and error, so trying to do something and even if it doesn't work the first time, like evaluating that, what worked well, what didn't work well, and then trying it again, or like doing when you do something similar again, learning from that process before and learning from your mistakes. I think that resilience has really helped me, especially entering the workplace. I'm thinking in particular of when I went to work at the Students' Union as Vice President Education. It was a lot of independent working. It was a very small charity and people were limited in their capacity to help you. So I had to do a lot of finding things out for myself, doing things for the first time, like putting on events or doing large scale engagement with students. And honestly, I think it's probably to do with age as well, but perhaps if I had done a more of like an independent study type degree, or if I had gone into a job like that without having gone into uni at all, I think those mistakes and those small failures would have been much more heartbreaking to me than they were in reality, because I had that framework of, yeah, that didn't work that well, and I would have loved for it to work how I wanted it to, but now I know that, and when I do it again, I can do it better. So that's something that I've really carried through into my life.
What did you learn in art school about how to be in the world?
In terms of how to be in the world, I think that's an interesting question, because again, is it an art school thing or is it an age thing? Because being at uni from 19 to 21, 22, finding a lot of things out about the world. And I think it's important to mention that whilst I was at uni, so in second year, there was the pandemic, COVID-19, and the lockdowns happened. And with that came a lot of, you really confronted, I think, with the way that you were living your life, the way that you had to live your life during those lockdowns and like how different it was. But it also gave you a lot of time for political, social reflection. So like thinking about the Black Lives Matter movement, which I got really invested in and involved in. I went to a lot of protests, I read a lot of books, I spoke to a lot of people about it and like groups. And that, I think, had a really big impact in how I view the world. But was that because of art school? I don't know. But I think it was like a combination of the lockdowns who I am as a person, just sort of generally, and the fact that perhaps I was in art school and like in that environment that was receptive to ideas like that and kind of radical ideas. And I think it's easy to surround yourself with people who want to make a difference and care about the issues, social issues of the world. And so, yeah, you know that you can explore those things and talk about those things and you're not going to be immediately shut down. I think in terms of more practical elements of arts, what art school taught me, like I'm thinking a lot about hacks in terms of this question, so historical and contemporary studies. Thinking about being critical and like conscious of meaning and how somebody wants things to be interpreted, but also like how things are being interpreted, irrelevant of like the motivation behind it. And I think that kind of critical lens has helped me in how I view the world, especially thinking about like media and the sources that you look at and what you're going to take away from it. How much are you going to treat it as inarguable fact or like, you know, who's written this, where's it come from, that kind of thing. But I also before art school, history was my favorite subject at school. It was history and art, so I think those two things have that kind of similarity of like really analyzing texts and visual arts and things like that and trying to like understand the meaning perhaps behind the initial face value. I also think in terms of how to be in the world, while I was at art school, I like developed a real interest in the everyday, which I've carried through into my practice. But also I suppose more into just like my general life, just like appreciation of the everyday, like small moments, moments of joy, like those little things. And honestly, like, I can't really pinpoint why or where that started, but I know that that was a big theme throughout my whole cohort's art and, like, their artistic practice. Being around those people who have, like, that similar interest, it kind of changes the way that you would look at things, like, look at the world, and, like, again, like, reinforces those thoughts that you're already having and you have an opportunity to, like, talk about them and, like, discuss their value to you and to the world. So thinking about Comfy Club, the collective that I started just at the end of uni and then beyond, and how those small moments of joy and everyday in childhood and girlhood and teenagehood, and they're the core beliefs of our collective and the thing that like propels our work forward. And those themes feel more important to me than just something that I am looking at in my artwork. So it's more than the core themes that I'm looking at in my artwork, but it feels like core themes in my own personal identity and my outlook on life.
What did you learn in art school about how to be with other people and forge connections?
The first thing I think of that comes to mind with that question is just like being in the studio all the time with people all the time. People always just being there and being around and learning how to navigate that in terms of like sharing a space and being respectful of each other. And some people want to work just quietly, keep their head down. Other people like to chat and discuss things whilst they're working, and like it changes every day. I'd say a naturally a quiet person, quite a shy person, and being in a space with the same people all the time definitely helped me establish connections with other people. Having that proximity with people, you're all there and you want to be there, but you also like have no other option to be somewhere else really. That definitely helped me in terms of building up that familiarity with people slowly over time. again, I don't know if it was art school or a natural process of aging, but definitely saw myself becoming more confident in my ideas and who I was as a person and like what I could offer other people, not just in terms of professional artist practice, but also in like friendship. I think maybe art school did have a bit impact on that, because you were just constantly talking about your work, like whether it was in crits or tutorials or doing like artist presentations, talking about it all the time and not having to defend yourself necessarily, but like justify why you think that way and why this is important and worth exploring, and your decisions for like why you chose this particular glaze or colour of paper or whatever. It does naturally make you more confident and be like, no, this is what I think, and this is what I want to do, and I think that translates across, you know, other aspects of your life as well. Also, going back to being at uni during lockdowns and COVID, I think there was a real sense of community. That day when we were told that we had to leave the studios was like heartbreaking. It was a heartbreaking day, and it makes me feel really devastated to like think back on it and think back on like those emotions and how everyone was feeling. But even though it was awful, that sense of everybody coming together and like going through the same problem, I think that was really, I don't know, influential, I guess. I was lucky enough to be in lockdown in my shared student house with two other people who were also on a fine art course. And so it meant that like we could really work together and be like, right, this is how we are going to adapt our living space to make it the best possible space for us to live and also work in at the same time. I think that was also the start of me realizing how much I enjoyed collaborative working, idea sharing, and creating kind of like groups of like-minded people. So, you know, which I think eventually went on to establishing Comfy Club, the collective. I think back to an exhibition that we put on, I think it was called Stay at Home, in another friend's shared house, and like trying to make that work when you couldn't mix households and you couldn't be less than 2 meters away from somebody. Having to work with people and establish like a professional connection, but also like maintaining your friendships in such like strict conditions that should be like completely incompatible for that. I think it makes you think like, well, okay, I managed to do it under these ridiculous conditions, so I can definitely do it now.
What did you learn in art school about how to imagine the world?
Again, I keep talking about the lockdowns and the pandemic, but I really can't emphasize enough how much of an impact that had on my art school experience. It completely changed it and completely changed what I thought it was going to look like. And in that time, I got really involved in student politics, in the Pause or Pay campaign, which was like a national campaign for art students and like studio-based learners. That had a big impact on how I saw the world and what I imagined the world could be. I think it taught me to like be bold in your reimagining, to not accept things just because it's how it's always been, or like been presented to you. So if someone says like, this is how it is, knowing that there's always a bit of room for negotiation within that. I think that although my own little bath spa, Pause or Pay, bath spa action group campaign was fairly successful in terms of like what we set out to achieve, there definitely would have been more that I'd like to do, but I also do want to give the art school credit for being receptive to that as well. I know that a lot of other students in similar action groups, their art schools were not as receptive to the changes that they wanted to make in terms of how the lockdown was being handled by their university or school. And so I do kind of want to give the art school some credit for that. And I feel like because my ideas were listened to, I felt heard, and I felt like they wanted me and other students to be involved in that process. I came away with a positive experience in terms of reimagining the world how it is and like activism and things like that. And I think that if that hadn't been the case, like if I had been in an art school that just completely shut down, didn't want to hear anything that students had to say, I probably would have felt more bitter about it and maybe not as inspired to kind of continue to work in like student politics and activism and stuff. So when I went on to work at the Students' Union, maybe I wouldn't have done that. Maybe I would have already been burnt out by that point.
What would be your pillars of the art school?
The first thing that came to mind for me was just that mix between like intellectual and academic thought and theory, like exploring that. I'm quite a theory-based person, I think, within my practice. Obviously, the practical making, but also forging a community with the people around you and learning how to work together and understanding that even though you might be like a solo artist, like nothing you make is done on your own and you always need help from other people. And I think if I wanted one thing for other students to gain, it would be that community and connection, recognising the individual skills that each person has and then using them to work together to create something better, and not just, well, obviously bettering like the art school itself and making it better than the experience that the people before you had, but also taking that forward like into the art world and beyond that. That is what I would like the students to gain the most confidence in: community building and collaborative working. What did I want to gain from art school? I don't know. I went into art school with no idea. I did an art foundation on a bit of a whim, thinking that I was just going to do that year and then I was going to do a history degree. And I think I slowly learned over the course of my degree, like actually being an artist is an achievable goal. I could do this professionally. So I think I gained things from art school that I didn't know I wanted or I didn't know I needed.